The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to his servant, who has just come in from plowing and tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'What an unprofitable servant. We have done what we are only obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Very good.
Good. Hari and his neighbor Joe often borrowed things from each other. One day, Hari asked to borrow Joe's ladder. Joe said, "Sorry, Hari, I have lent it to my son." Remembering a saying that his grandma often used to tell him, Hari said, "Joe, you should never lend anything to your children because you will never get it back." Joe replied, laughing, "Do not worry. It's not my ladder, it's my dad's." Today, all three readings speak a lot about faith and how it works in our lives. To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. There are moments in the life of each and every Christian when his or her Christian faith is severely put into the test. It happens to us in our Christian life what happened to Peter when Jesus invited him to come to him walking over the waters of the lake. For some time, everything went fine. But the moment he turned his eyes away from Jesus and started looking at the waves threatening to roll over him, he doubted and began to sink. Those among us who were baptized as adults well remember the happiness that filled our hearts on becoming Christians. We felt such a strength within us that we were ready to endure anything for the sake of Christ. But gradually, our human weaknesses started showing up, and when one trial after another, we started doubting. We turned to God in prayer, but God seemed to turn a deaf ear to our prayer, and our faith in Christ, once so firm, weakens. In the readings of today, we find the prophet Habakkuk, Timothy, and the apostles. For different reasons, the problems which we all face from time to time put to a severe test, their faith threatened to crumble. The church wants us to derive the right conclusion from their experience and the experience of Christians down the centuries whose faith was put to the test. Today's first reading contains a part of a long complaint of Habakkuk to God. Prophet Habakkuk is in trouble. And people, Israel, they were in trouble. No help came from God. Prophet Habakkuk gets angry on God. Because the powerful kingdom of the Assyrians, which for years had caused immense harm to the people of Israel. Then the Babylonian army ravaged the country of Judah, destroying town after town. Terrible. Jerusalem too would soon be conquered and totally destroyed. For the prophet Habakkuk, who loved his people and his country dearly, that was a trial beyond his understanding. Everything is lost. Everything is a destruction. Years and years, years and years. What happened to the people Israel? And why this prophet Habakkuk is very angry on God? So by seeing all this destruction, the prophet gives long complaint to God. We all give. We all give long complaints to God. Yahweh, why don't you listen to the prayer of your people? Why don't you save us from our enemies? What about the promises you made to our forefathers that you would protect us all the time? What is happening now? Why are you not coming? Why are you not saving us? It is true that we have sinned. But are our enemies any better than we are? See how serious the prayer is. His prayer is almost against God's will. There is lack of faith in Habakkuk. But what the answer was given by God to Prophet Habakkuk? God the Father says to him, keep your trust in me. I am not going back on my promises. You will have to suffer during the waiting. This is very, very important point for all of us. Keep your trust in me. I am not going back on my promises. God will fulfill his promises at any time to each individual person. You will have to suffer during the waiting. This is what we don't do. You will have to suffer during the waiting. When God is not listening to you, when God is not fulfilling his promise to you, when God is not hearing your prayers, and you feel that he is not trustworthy, you are in hurry, you want something, help, but no help came. That's why what we do is, we don't want to wait. The things must run fast. That's why sometimes our faith fades away. That's why we jump from this church to that church to this church, finally at home. This is what happens. We will never wait. In our sufferings, as God says, you need to wait. This waiting time is the testing time for each individual person. He says, God himself says, I am not a cheater. I will fulfill all the promises that I made to you. So here, the people of Israel, they were not trustworthy. They are not faithful to their God during the suffering time. Their faith faded when they are in suffering. That is what happens to all of us. When we are suffering, when no help comes, our faith will fade away. Our trust will fade away. But what Jesus says, you need to keep up. Keep up. Don't lose. I will come to save you. And in the second reading, we heard St. Paul facing the problem with Timothy. Timothy had been placed by Paul at the head of the church of Ephesus. Though Timothy was appointed as bishop of Ephesus, certain elderly teachers were spreading error among the community. And Paul was in jail. So, being a priest and bishop, Timothy was afraid to preach the word of God. Because of these elders, he was afraid. His faith almost getting faded away. But St. Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, you have received two gifts from God. The gift of faith through baptism, the gift of priest and bishop. So, have trust in Jesus. Have trust in Jesus. Do not go back and preach the word of God. And again, Timothy came back to his faith and he began to preach the word of God. Here, the suffering that Timothy faced is through the elders. They became false teachers. And he is afraid to preach the truth. The suffering. Even at the time of his suffering, he came back to his faith and he began his ministry. And today's gospel, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. Twice, Jesus told his disciples what was going to happen to him. But still they did not understand. They were expecting Jesus to expel the Romans from their land and to take over ruling the nation. They have faith in Jesus, but not sufficient and so. In that situation, they asked Jesus to increase their faith. The followers, the disciples are asking Jesus to increase their faith. Because they are not in perfect faith. So their expectation, see, you need to overcome the Romans. You need to become king. And you need to rule us. This is their expectation and the things are not happening. So their faith is getting weakened. Fading away slowly. That's why they ask, Jesus, somehow you increase our faith. Jesus told them that they would have to work to grow their faith. They have to work to grow their faith in their life. In the same way, faith is not something we buy in the shop or market. We cannot buy the faith. We cannot transfer the faith to one person to another person. Faith comes within us, trusting in God in the beginning. Faith begins by trusting God. God will do something for me. And He will be my Savior. There begins the faith. So that must increase by all means. That is what Jesus said. Allow your faith to grow. allow your faith to grow. They cannot put down the faith that they have aside. If they put the faith which they have aside, there will not be growth. It fades away slowly. That's what Jesus says. It is your responsibility to make your faith to grow. It is not the amount of faith that's so important. A mustard seed is about the size of a fly spike. It's the kind of faith that's important. What are the size of faith you may have? Whether mustard seed or a grain of sand or black pepper size or any other fruit size, watermelon size. Whatever the size you may have, it must grow. Until it grows, it will not give fruit. We cannot expect anything until you allow to grow. So it is not a matter of faith. It is a matter of allowing the faith to grow. Then you can trust in Jesus. In the Old Testament, the great sin is forgetting. This is the problem with the Israel people. If they face any difficulties, immediately they put away the faith and they began to become pagans. They began to worship pagan gods. They lose their faith and they will be angry, simply angry with God. Forgetting all the great things that God the Father has done in their life, they began to forget. Most of the time, again, when God comes through prophet and where God does some miracles, again they bring their faith back to their life. The same size, no growth. They are put away. When they put out the faith, it will not grow. So when God does something, again they put into their life. Again something happened. Again they forget God. Again they go to this church, that church, and finally at home. So this is the great problem with the Israel people. And the same problem is continued in our life too. If something happened bad, it's gone. Like Habakkuk, we pray, where are you? Where are you, God? I have believed in you. I have trusted in you for years and years and years. Where are you? What you are doing? So our faith simply will take out and put it. No use of praying, no use of believing in Jesus. So we put away our faith. That is most of the people why they are at home. They don't believe any God because they are tired of praying. No prayer is heard. So, during the time of troubles, we need to wait. We need to wait. Waiting time is the testing time for all of us. We need to remember all the time. So, faith is individual. Faith is individual. We cannot buy anywhere. We have to make it to grow. Our faith may be like a mustard seed or a grain of sand. But allow the faith to grow. Be patient in your suffering. Be patient in your suffering and allow your faith to grow. And you see the great results and blessings of God.